This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. Dial Healing Words. Healing follows the release of clutter in our lives. Healing follows the release of clutter in our lives. How many of us have clutter in our lives? How many of us have so many things in our lives that sort of boggle us down and keep us from accomplishing all of the beautiful things that we could do? And, you know, there's a lot of things that we could do. And there's a lot of things that would make us very happy if we would just let them be. But no, we got to claim them and hang on to them. And as long as we claim them and name them and hang on to them, well, they're going to limit us very much. Healing follows the release of the clutter in our life. Now, how do I release the clutter in my life? How do I let go of the clutter in my life? That's a very good question, and it's one that many have failed to answer very much. I think the biggest thing that has come to my attention is my brother. My brother Ray, he recently died on February 2nd, and he was born back in 22. Wonderful guy. He had wonderful things in his life. He did wonderful things and did beautiful things, and yet he had a few problems. Now, his problems were the clutter of his life. He didn't release the clutter of his life. And you and I, we don't release the clutter of our life. And because we don't release the clutter of our life, we have to suffer the slings and arrows of misfortune of this lifetime. Now, what is the clutter of our life? The clutter of our life is things, gadgets, furniture, pictures, photographs, memories. The clutter of our life is thinking that somebody owes us something, or we owe someone else something. The clutter of our life is thinking that we are not divine, that we are not pure, that we are not whole and perfect. The clutter of our lives is all of these many, many, many things. My brother had given me the opportunity. Well, first, my sister. My sister, a number of years ago, before she passed, she had a house full of things and a garage full of things and things that just cluttered up their life to no great extent. They had bills and receipts that went back 30, 40 years, maybe longer. And they had all of this memorabilia stuck in boxes in the roof of their garage, never to be seen, never to be looked at. But it was a clutter. It was a clutter in their life. And when they passed on, both my sister and her husband, when they passed on, they left all that stuff behind. They left that stuff for their children to take care of and for others to be aware of. Well, now, I was brought into the picture a little bit, and I was given all these treasures, and I was given them to take away. The good stuff was sold. The good stuff was given to make money to pay the bills and to do all the things that they had to do. And that's beautiful. But the junk was given to me, and I rented a giant van to pick it up and take it down. And I brought it to the campus, and the campus family looked at it, and they said, "None of this is usable. None of this is of any value. You've merely cleaned out their garage and cleaned out their house and cleaned out their junk, which should have gone in the trash." And so it did. But it was a lovely gesture that they gave these things to us because they thought they were treasures. You see, we hold on to these treasures. That's the clutter of our life. And when we can release that clutter, then great things happen. Well, now, just a short time ago, my brother died. And he had me to be in charge of his estate. But shortly before he died, he changed the estate and had my niece and my sister be in charge. And I thought, hallelujah, I don't have that responsibility. And I didn't. Well, now everything is turning out very interesting. They're doing the same things that my niece and nephew had done. They had the clutter of his house, and they were afraid to give anything away. They want to sell it. They want to sell it for a few pennies here and a few pennies there to pay the bills. But he's got a house that can be sold, and he's got many other things that can be sold and to pay the responsibilities. And he's paid all of his death responsibilities, his cremation and his burial. He's paid all that himself. Now, what are they going to do with all that money? Well, there won't be that much money, because there's going to be so much bother in taking care of those goods. If, indeed, the trailer could have just been turned over to someone else who might have loved it and take a few things out of it that were interesting or vital, but leave all that other stuff there. That is all worn out things that they have lived with for years and years and years, and things that were memories and things that were there. And, you know, people laugh at me, but I like to buy new things. I like to buy new things, and I use the new things. I buy a new set of glasses or a new set of plates. I buy a new computer. I buy this. And then shortly after I buy it, I give it away. And people say, well, why do you do that? Why do you buy these things and why do you give them away? Because I do not want to have the clutter in my life. Healing follows the release of clutter in my life. And everything that I thought I wanted, that I felt I would really enjoy and need, I hung on to. And because I hung on to it, it claimed me, it owned me, it possessed me. And the moment I released it, oh, I felt such a cleansing, such a wonderfulness inside of me, such a freedom. I would have wished that for my brother. I would have wished that for my sister. I would wish that for anyone in my world who are family and anyone who I know. And every time I talk with people and they tell me, oh, we're having a fight over the estate of my mother. And my mother left several $1 million, and my sister wants it, and everybody else wants it. But hey, part of it's mine because I'm in the family too. And this went on for years. And finally I said to the person, release the clutter of your life. Let it go. You don't need that. You've lived well and perfectly for all these years without it. You can live all the rest of your life without it. The less clutter you have, the less things you're going to buy, the less things you're going to be responsible for, the less things you feel you have to give as gifts and so forth. Healing follows the release of clutter in our life. I give my life as an example. Truly, I'm very happy, but I give it as an example. Now, are you ready to give your life as an example and release the clutter so that healing can be your gift to yourself? I would like to think that you can, because I know that that's why you're listening to this talk. That's why you're hearing these words, to help you release the past. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner about the solution to the desires of your heart, dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111. And you will reach your corporate offices, and every person you speak to will be a practitioner. Well, tell them you're ready to release the clutter of your life and step into healing and wholeness right now. And they'll say, wow, yes, indeed, it is done, it is done, it is done. Thank you for calling us here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We're here to work with you. I love you. I love you.